Trauma was the veteran's sole source of meaning. Diagnosing post-traumatic stress. Post-traumatic stress disorder, as a diagnosis, was not created until 1980. Before that, veterans were labeled as alcoholics, schizophrenics, and other diagnoses. Many times, the treatment the veterans received made their issues worse because the doctors didn't understand the devastation of their trauma. The author states that PTSD diagnosis was not accepted by the Veterans Administration at the time. He moved to a position at the Massachusetts Mental Health Center. He had several patients who had been sexually molested as children. He noted that they had similar traits to the veterans. The molestation victims suffered from depression, cut themselves, had nightmares, and flashbacks. Many of them had difficulty maintaining relationships. A new understanding. Technology has shown that trauma has a physical effect on the brain. It is not simply an event that happened in the past, but an event that has created an imprint in the brain and on the body. Trauma reorganizes how perceptions are managed by the brain. The trauma changes how people think, what they think about, and their ability to think. Telling the story does not change the body's automatic responses of hypervigilance, preparing to be attacked at any time. In order to experience real change, the body has to learn that the threat of danger has passed to be able to live in the present reality. Chapter 2. Revolutions in Understanding Mind and Brain. Dr. Van der Kolk discusses his experiences as a young medical student with those who were suffering in mental wards. He discovered many of the people who were there suffered from horrific abuse when they were younger, or were witnesses to traumatic events, such as domestic violence. During this time, he wonders why none of the doctors wanted to figure out the reason why people were acting in these ways. The doctors were merely interested in finding a solution to the behaviors that were a manifestation of the traumatic events. In addition, many of the patients' bodies were affected by their trauma, such as their coordination and their facial features. Making sense of the suffering. Dr. Van der Kolk starts off this section by discussing the ideas one of his professors taught him. It was that healing depended on the knowledge gained from experience. People can only be in charge of their lives if they acknowledge the reality of their body and have a full understanding of what they know and feel. However, at this time, psychology was going in the direction of using drugs to help people with their illnesses, such as depression and schizophrenia. The drugs appeared to be very effective and made it possible for people with mental issues to lead normal lives. Inescapable shock. Dr. Van der Kolk begins this section talking about an experiment in which dogs were locked in a cage and painfully shocked. They would not try to escape when they had their opportunity. However, this is reminiscent of victims who were not able to flee their trauma, such as abuse victims. In these cases, their fight or flight impulse had been suppressed. The result is extreme agitation or collapse. The traumatized dogs also secreted higher than normal levels of stress hormones. This correlates with a study that showed that trauma victims secreted higher than normal levels of stress hormones even after the danger was over. In those who suffer from PTSD, there are lower levels of cortisol, which signals that everything is safe. The continued secretion of the stress hormones increases agitation and panic and has negative long-term health effects. The only way the researchers could teach the dogs they could escape from the trauma was to reach into the cages and physically pull them out. This made Dr. Van der Kolk wonder if he needed to teach his patients that they could defend themselves, and if the patients needed a physical experience to regain control of their lives. Other animal experience showed that the animals would return home to escape unknown stimuli, even if the home is unpleasant and there were more pleasant places they could go. Addicted to trauma, the pain of pleasure and the pleasure of pain. Dr. Van der Kolk said that victims of trauma tend to seek experiences that would repel